This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. In September, the Georgia School of Innovation and the Classics in Hepzibah came under national scrutiny when it decided to reinstate paddling as a punishment. The school sent out consent forms to parents, which gave the school permission to paddle a child no more than three times in front of an adult witness. If parents didn't consent, their student would instead face a suspension if they misbehaved. The practice of paddling is still legal in Georgia and 19 other states, although it hasn't been used widely for years. The American Association of Pediatricians recently hardened their stance against corporal punishment in school and at home, citing a number of negative outcomes that could stem from physical punishment. Joining me now to talk about the science is Dr. Robert Sege. He co-authored a recent policy study for the AAP. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Oh, thank you. So just to be clear, why did the AAP feel the need to put out a policy statement now on this?
There's been a bunch of research now where you can look inside and see a child's brain developing using MRI. And there's a recent study that shows that children whose parents spank them have changes in the brain development compared to children whose parents don't. And so we think that this suggests that these behavior problems that we can see in this large national study may have also physical changes in the brain associated with it. And those things add to the previous concerns about the ineffectiveness of corporal punishment and the potential problems.
Okay. So according to a recent survey by the AAP, most pediatricians, of course, do not endorse corporal punishment and they hold negative attitudes toward it. But so many parents still believe in the practice of physical punishment. And I'm wondering, how can pediatricians like you get involved in the discipline styles of the adults who are raising your patients?
Well, I sort of have two comments. One is that what we often do is parents come to us because they're dealing with a particular behavior problem from their child. And this gives us an opportunity to help them sort out how they can best teach their children right from wrong or how to behave. And the advice from the AAP in this policy statement is simply that corporal punishment has no place in those disciplinary strategies.
No place in a child's life at all.
That's correct.
Yeah. Why?
The bottom line is that our relationship with our parents and our children is the most important loving relationship that most of us ever have in our lives. And there's simply no reason to inject fear and violence into that. What we know from the research is that corporal punishment doesn't work. The children resume their bad behavior within a few minutes after corporal punishment. And in the long term, children whose parents spank them are more likely to have trouble controlling their own actions and have more behavior problems themselves. So we know that it changes the relationship between kids and parents, that kids who love their parents copy them and become more likely to use hitting themselves, and that it simply doesn't work. Because the goal that all of us have as parents is to teach our children right from wrong so they behave well, whether they're within our sight or not.
Is the AAP suggesting that corporal punishment, physical punishment, be outlawed, really?
No, we're not suggesting that. We know that although we would like every child to experience a childhood without being hit, that this is a reasonably common practice, and that we want parents to think about it, to aspire to not using spanking, and we hope that it will just go away. But we are not currently advocating for any changes in the laws.
Why do you think some parents and educators still want to use it, especially since there has been research to show that for many adults, they simply hit out of frustration, not out of trying to correct any kind of behavior?
It seems that young people, who are the parents of young children, of course, are much less likely to use corporal punishment or believe in it than their parents were. So we're seeing a generational change in the acceptability of corporal punishment. And the second thing is that parents do resort to it as the last thing when they're really exasperated with their children. And one of the goals of pediatricians is to help parents take a step back when that happens, do something different, but most important, to learn how to teach children right from wrong without resorting to that.
I wanted to ask you, do children of color face this kind of punishment more often, and are they more at risk?
You know, it's a really good question because I and my co-authors went into thinking that was probably the case, but the current survey suggests that it's not the case. There may be cultural differences, and people of color may feel that their elders expect them to spank their children more, but they themselves don't seem to spank their children any more than white or Asian parents. So it's kind of a myth. And our feeling, having reviewed the evidence, is there's a generational shift that has overcome some of the cultural differences that have been present in previous generations.
Okay, Dr. Robert Zege, you co-authored a recent policy statement against using corporal punishment in the home for the AAP. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for calling me.
This is GPB Atlanta.